passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook.
Environmental campaigners want to see the end of coal-burning power stations. So just what is the real problem with coal, a fuel that we've been using for hundreds of years? Elizabeth Baines is from the World Development Movement.
Historically, coal has been one of the worst polluters. Around half the emissions, carbon emissions that is, in the atmosphere at present have come from coal. So coal historically has been one of the worst criminals, you might say, in terms of climate change impact. Now, a lot of this came from the Industrial Revolution, but coal is still by far the most polluting means that we have of producing electricity, added to which the coal-fired power stations that we have at present are actually massively inefficient. So only about a third of the energy that is produced the coal-fired power station ever reaches people's homes. Around two-thirds of the energy that's produced is lost along the way. Coal is really massively responsible for climate change. Renewable energies don't really pollute, except for in the construction of, say, wind turbines or solar panels or whatever. There is, of course, some sort of carbon footprint with wind turbines that can be paid off in under a year. And that means that after a year, a wind turbine will start to produce energy and will have paid off its carbon debt, as it were. Now, coal is really a massive issue at the moment because, of course, there are a lot of coal-fired power stations in the UK that are coming to the end of their lifespan. There will be six or seven which will have to stop production before 2015, and this is because of EU regulations on sulphur and nitrous oxide emissions, which mean that these old coal-fired power stations not only emit massive amounts of carbon dioxide, they also emit massive amounts of other pollutants. And so under EU regulations, they'll be forced to shut down. However, unfortunately, at the moment, we don't have such strict regulations in terms of carbon dioxide. The large energy companies have basically been planning on building new coal-fired power stations. And what we're saying is that we really now need to look into alternative energies. And of course, renewables are the main one. Gas also, although it's not a renewable energy, is much less polluting than coal. And so gas can actually play a part in the energy mix. If we had a mix of renewables and gas, this would mean that our climate impact in terms of the emissions that we release from energy production would be much, much less than now. New coal-fired power station at King's North would emit around 6 million tonnes of CO2 per year, which is about the same amount as the whole country of Tanzania. And that's just coming from one power station. So really, the kind of impact that we're talking about is massive. And what we've said at the World Development recently is that we've actually calculated the impact that emissions from coal-fired power stations will have globally. And just from King's North, we have calculated that if a new coal-fired power station is built there, even with, well, at the moment, quite limited proposals that the government has to install carbon capture and storage, which basically means that some of the carbon emissions would be captured and stored underground. Even with the current proposals, which mean that a quarter of the carbon emitted would be stored underground, a new King's North coal plant could still be responsible for an extra 100,000 people in the developing world losing their water supply in dry seasons due to climate change. Even though globally King's North, some people may see it as just a drop in the ocean, actually we're at that stage now where any kind of extra emissions from large industry such as coal-fired power stations will have a really direct and quite a dramatic impact on people, and especially people in the developing world. And we're already seeing the impact of climate change, and over the past few years we've seen some of the worst droughts in living memory in South Africa, we've seen the strongest typhoons ever recorded in the Philippines, and we're constantly seeing and hearing about stories of severe flooding in Bangladesh. And now, of course, even though we know that isolated weather incidents can't necessarily be directly linked to climate change, actually the increasing amount of these severe weather incidents is linked to climate change. From that, we can basically say that the amount of carbon that we're emitting from King's North Power Station at the moment, but also carbon that could potentially be emitted in the future if the power station is replaced, would have a direct and very dramatic impact on people's lives, especially in the developing world.
And we've heard of concepts like peak oil, but is there such a thing as peak coal?
Yeah, there is indeed. Peak coal, it's not something that's talked about very frequently, but of course, with all fossil fuels, there will be a point where they reach a peak in production. And this will happen with coal, and it will also happen with gas. And this is another reason why we need to be investing heavily in renewables, because actually, if we want to maintain our energy security in the UK, then we really have to be thinking about an energy policy which doesn't leave us in a dependent situation and doesn't leave leave us dependent on probably increasingly expensive imports of coal and gas from other countries. And of course, renewables, because they come from, you know, the sun or from whatever, it means that we invest in renewables. That's going to be the one way in which we can really, really increase our energy security and also dramatically reduce our impact on climate change. So it should be a win-win situation, and it's something that the government is beginning to come round to in the UK, but it's something that they're coming round to rather slowly. And of course, the factory which produces wind turbines on the Isle of Wight, Vestas, is just shut down. And now that's something which really just shows how there's a total lack of joined-up thinking in the government. I mean, on the one hand, they're saying they want to invest in renewables, and on the other hand, they're letting the main renewables industry in the UK close down. This is an issue which we have to be acting on right now if we want to make sure that we avoid the worst impacts of climate change.
That's Elizabeth Baines from the World Development Movement, and there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound Publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.